Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Educating for Success show. We bring families together with home business.
Hey, this is Ray Perry from Educating for Success, coming to you from the backside of nowhere in southern Tennessee. I have recently been re-educated about some of the old financial concepts that take us back to the old ways. You know, I'm always talking about going back to the old ways, getting back to our roots, getting back to our foundational truths, the things that made this country what it is or what it was. It's quickly declining because we've gotten away from those truths. And I have been challenged by some of my core beliefs by some education that I have gotten recently. And I love, of course, bringing this to you because that's what I do. So I have a new strategic alliance with a company who helps people understand not the typical type of investments and strategies and mindset, but the traditional, going back to the old ways, the good traditional ways of thinking about investing. And so I have invited to be on my show today with me a representative from that company that I have built a great relationship with, love hanging out with, and love talking, learn so much every time we have an email discussion or a phone call. So I wanted to introduce you to my new friend, who's going to explain to you a couple some of these things that I have been thinking through, and who might just challenge the way that you think. So I want to introduce to you from Partners for Prosperity in Texas, Todd Strobel. Welcome, Todd.
Thank you so very much, and I love the way that you describe that when you talk about going back to the traditional ways, because not only were these the traditional ways, but it was traditional ways that a lot of important people made a lot of contributions to this world. People like Walt Disney, people like the Rockefellers, they knew these concepts and taught them from one generation to the next. Unfortunately, what we now think is fact is in essence marketing. I've been in the financial realm for over 25 years now, and what we are teaching people is to purchase those products which are the most profitable for the majority of the banking system. And the education system has been so thorough that people now do it on autopilot without actually even thinking about it. So, you know, one of the first things that we like to challenge people with is thinking, you know, where do you store your cash? Just take a moment and think about that. When was the last time you thought about storing cash? Because there's a lot of challenges to that. And that's one of the concepts that you've recently gotten involved in, Ray, is, you know, when I store my cash, number one, I have to find a safe place to put it. Number two, I need to find a liquid place to put it so that if I need that money for something good or something bad, this is what's so scary is, you know, if you're 30 years old and the majority of your money is contained within some type of a retirement account, you're pretty much hamstringed to touch that money until you're age 59 and a half. Well, what's the odds of the next 30 years that you're not going to find an opportunity or a problem that you would rather be able to access that money? And then finally, the challenge is, how do I make sure that my money grows faster than inflation? Bottom line is that if you can't outpace inflation, the money that you have next year will actually buy less than it would this year. Now, that's not a mistake. The government has done this intentionally because they would rather see the money spent in trying to boost the economy than they would to see it saved. But what's good for the government, what's good for taxes, is not necessarily the best thing for us, is it, Ray?
No, absolutely it's not. And I love this concept because people ask me all the time about this cash concept. I also want you to explain to me, too, what do you mean by cash? Because are you talking about dollars or are you talking about the money that you have, like, basically in the bank?
Got it. Great question. I would say we're talking about both. We're talking about the money that comes into your household each month is your personal economy. What are the best choices for you to do with the cash flow that comes in? So many people want to consider money based upon net worth. Net worth really isn't worth a whole lot. I mean, if you have $1 million paid for a house and don't have a job, you're still not going to be able to take care of that house and eat. Having a positive cash flow is the first step so that you can start saving regularly. And then once you start saving regularly, again, we're looking for a vehicle to put it in, and we have vehicles that we use that are completely safe, they're completely liquid, and currently they're paying about 4 to 5%, which is not a tremendous amount of money, but I don't know the last time you looked at the savings rate at the bank, but I think it's quite a bit better.
Well, the last time I talked about opening a savings account at the bank, I think it was like 0.01%, less than 1% was the interest rate that they were going to give you. And I thought, that's not exactly a savings account, because the rate of inflation is, what, 3%? So like you said, you're basically going backwards.
And if you want to get even more insulted, the 0.01% is taxable. They're going to send you, you have to declare that on your income tax return and pay taxes on it. So again, another one of the advantages of the product that we have is that it is tax-free or tax-deferred, whichever you want to use, but it still doesn't have any implications as far as you don't have to be a certain age to access the money. This is your money to access when you need it most. And, you know, when we went through 2008, we saw so many people that had equity in their houses that didn't have employment anymore. And they couldn't even get a loan because they weren't allowed to get a loan without a job. We want to set up your money in a place where, like I said, it earns 4 to 5%. It's taxed. It's tax free. And it's liquid, meaning that when you need it, you can touch it at any time. That's our first step of our program. Most financial advisors these days are so focused on paying off debt that they forget to look at cash flow and create that positive cash flow. And unfortunately, even if you get all of your credit cards paid off, but you don't have that emergency money to fall back on, the first time the transmission goes out on your car or your hot water heater blows up or what have you, what do you have to do? You have to go back and start the debt cycle again.
That's right. And, you know, I've for the last several years thought that there has been too much focus, especially in the Christian world, on getting out of debt, because there was a time in my life where we were completely out of debt. Our house was paid for. We had no credit cards. We had no car payment. But we also didn't have very much income at all because of the way that we had allocated all of our funds. And so we were living a very, very poor life. And so when people tell me that their focus is on getting out of debt, I tell them that's kind of like saying in the Christian world, your focus needs to be on not sinning. So you sit there and tell yourself, don't sin, don't sin, don't sin. Well, that's not what the focus of your life is supposed to be. It's supposed to be on knowing God and having a good relationship with people and doing something productive in the world. And in the process, you're going to not sin, but that is not the focus. And so I believe that in our financial realm as well, our focus should not be on not getting into debt. It should be, if we have any kind of debt, we should be controlling it, managing it, and leveraging it, but not consumer debt, of course. But the focus, like you said, should be on building cash flow. Because if you have the cash flow coming in, then you have life. It's like the blood of the body. You have life flowing through everything. And if you don't have that cash flow, even if you have that debt, you're dead in the water, basically. Don't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. Flow is one of the main concepts that we teach, because even if you think about water, I mean, if the water doesn't flow, it gets stagnant. And you mentioned the body as well. Everything has to keep flowing. And unfortunately, when you're paying off debt and putting money into something like a 401k account or into even potentially an IRA account, that money a lot of times just stops there. It doesn't continue to flow. It doesn't continue to benefit you. It doesn't continue to generate cash flow. And that's what we really want to teach, is we want to teach people how to have a positive cash flow. And once you have that positive cash flow, you have the money that you need to start paying off that debt, but you're also getting that savings set aside too, so that you have that liquid emergency fund. And then we can start looking at growth. Once we start getting some money accumulated, and it's amazing, what we find is that, you know, most people's income continues to go up. So if we can just get the process started and they don't increase their debt with the new increases with their income, that in itself will continue to generate enough income to go ahead and pay off that debt. And again, we have to always be worrying about that, you know, inflation thing out there that's going to bite us, because, you know, if you would be better off spending it than saving it, you actually could have more today with your money than you could tomorrow. So again, right now, very low interest rate environment, but we're still finding ways to get 4 to 5%. You know, as interest rates go up, these interest rates will continue to go up as well. So again, that's focus number one. Then focus number two is how are we going to invest? And that is another question that I'm going to love to talk about when we get to go to your upcoming event. I'm really looking forward to that. I believe, is this one in Kentucky?
Yes. Actually, for those of you who are listening, Partners for Prosperity is going to be one of the sponsors. We have a strategic alliance with them. Absolutely love working with them. I am one of their clients. And we are having a home business conference, our annual conference in Louisville, Kentucky this year on August 12th through 14th. And Todd is one of our sponsors, and he is going to be sharing on the stage some of these concepts that we've been talking about. Plus, he'll be there all weekend so that you can have a chance to go talk to him about anything that you'd like, in particular your investments and your financial situation. But what we do at this conference is we have about 20 different ways that you can make money from home. We bring in a bunch of millionaire experts. They have to be millionaires in order to be qualified to speak on the stage. And then we also have some of our community members who come in and share some of their experiences, different success stories and things that they've been doing during the year. And some of our faculty advisors that are part of our sponsorship, our education program at Educating for Success. But we have a whole variety of people that come in and give you perspective so that you can look at all the different opportunities that are out there, or not all, but several of them, so that you can generate new money. Because one of the things that I really have learned in the last several years from the things that I've done by homeschooling my children that I've learned about business is when the pilgrims came to America, they didn't look for the nearest Walmart where they could put their resume in to see if they could get a job. This country was founded on entrepreneurial principles where everybody did whatever they could do, whatever they knew how to do. They did their work. They served the community with their skills and services, and it kind of worked together in a network. Well, it totally worked together in a network, and we have kind of gotten away from that because of the Industrial Revolution, where a couple of folks came in and said, okay, we're going to build a big company, and then you can just go to work for the man. So we turned off our entrepreneurial spirit. We turned off our projects that were generating multiple streams of income, usually, like the farm that has a bunch of different streams of income coming in from all the different things that you're producing, the chickens and the cows and the lumber and the catfish coming out of the pond and all that kind of stuff. And we've gone to work for the man who, at the end of the week, gives us a paycheck. Well, I personally don't have enough faith for that model. Now, I know that that's what America has gone to, but I don't have enough faith that a man is going to keep paying me every week, because when I get older or when I get whatever, for whatever reason, I've seen people be replaced at 59 and a half or 64 and a half, for whatever reason, If you're not ready to quit working, but the person that you're working for is ready to let you go, you don't have a whole lot of say in that. And so I personally believe that we should be more in charge of our own income. And there's a variety of different ways to do that. You can be have your own company as a contractor. You can be an entrepreneur and be the CEO. There's all types of different formats to make that work. So what we do is we bring experts who understand how to make a ton of money. I'm not talking about just a little piddly hobby money. I'm talking about regular salary type money and more. In a variety of different fields, I bring them all, put them on one stage, and let them explain to you, one person after another, the types of things that you can do to make money from home. We have one family who came in 2014 who has now made $750,000 doing what they were told to do by, well, they did it themselves, but they listened to an advisor, one of our teachers that came, and did it. They made it work. Okay, so now they're creating their own money. Now they have to figure out where to invest it and what to do with it and things like that. We have tons of success stories like that. But the thing is that we get so wrapped up in the concept of having a job, just getting the weekly paycheck, that we forget about the creative things that are deep down inside of us that we could be doing to generate income. And then once we generate it, we don't know what to do with it. And so that's why I have brought Todd and his company in as a strategic alliance to help you get more educated on the types of things to do with your money once you've generated it. So if you've generated it, like say that you flipped a house and you've made $30,000, now you can go back and pay off that credit card if you want to, instead of trying to knock it out a little payment every month. You can go back and pay things like that off at one time out of the windfall that you have. So that's the kind of concept that I want to shake people up and make them start thinking about. And that's why I've invited Todd, because we have the same mindset, and he actually even knows things about investing that most people don't know about. So that's why we're bringing him to the table, so that he can share with you some of those concepts to help you get out of that financial rut and then just take everything that you're doing going forward. So, Todd, I'm all excited about how you're going to talk to us, or what you're going to talk to us about at the conference on how to invest, because that's a concept that I feel like in our educational processes is completely ignored. Don't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. And just talking about what you had, the things that you just mentioned, one of my first mentors said, solve problems, create value, and you'll never go hungry.
Right. That's right.
But once you've solved those problems and you've created that value, we do need to make sure that our money's working for us. And, you know, it's frightening in a way and exciting in another to think about that. As we look at our children now, our children have a good chance of making it to 120. We have a good chance at making it to age 100. But if we're looking at this whole concept of traditional retirement, which is work somewhere around 70 years, there's no possible way that we're going to be able to save enough money to cover the next 30 to 50 that we're still going to live. So we have to learn how to invest our money properly. We talked about storing our cash at 4 to 5%. When we talk about investments, we mean a zero loss or a very minimal chance of losing principal, plus a double-digit rate of return, 10, 12, 15%. And I'm sure that's going to be an exciting topic when we get there and we talk about that, and we show you that there are very, very, very safe ways. You don't have to risk principal in order to be able to get a 10% rate of return or better. And if you sit and look at the effects of interest rates over time, if you can consistently get 10% on your savings money, this would be on your investing money. So we have some liquid cash that we've got in case we need it. And then after we build up enough liquid cash, then we can start committing our money. So we're talking about making commitments of maybe 5 to 7 years where we're tying up this money. But in exchange for that, we're earning 10% plus per year. And I don't know of too many other people that are teaching that.
No, I don't either. So do you want to share with us the vehicle that you're going to encourage people to invest in?
Sure. I can share a couple of them. One of our favorite products is bridge loans. This is a loan where the developer of a property has a bank that has agreed to give them a loan when the project is finished. These are usually like condominium projects, things like that. So they have a guaranteed letter of financing, but they need that construction money in order to be able to build that property. So currently, that fund right now, you need to be an accredited investor, and the minimum investment is usually $100,000. Sometimes we can get it as low as $50,000, but that's currently paying 12%. That's not bad. Fully secured by a first mortgage on real estate. One of the other ones that we like to use quite a bit is we buy life insurance policies on the secondary market. So these would be people that are 85 years and above that have huge amounts of life insurance. They usually have a life expectancy of 5 to 7 years, and they'd like to spend the money while they're alive. And usually what these people want to do with the money is they want to give it to a charity, they want to give it to a college. We're not talking about poor people that are desperate for money. These are huge $2-5 million policies. So what they'll do is they'll sell the policy to us, and then they don't have to make the premiums anymore. They get a big chunk of cash. Once again, our investors are earning an average of 10% or so on that money while having a guaranteed payout by having it secured in life insurance. Does that sort of answer your question?
Wow, sure. That's amazing. That's awesome. I went to a meeting one time, real estate training several years ago, and there were several people in the audience who had connected with a particular builder in the panhandle of Florida with the bridge loan concept, and they were really excited. We asked them privately later, we said, are you really happy with the investment that you're making with this company? And the lady that I talked to, I sat next to her by accident in the audience, she said, sure, this is my third or fourth deal. I forget which one it was. She said, we you know, got in small to just test the waters and see if it was going to work, and it did. And so then we got in on a bigger scale, and it's working, and we love it. And so we have done multiple deals with this company because it's been so profitable for us, and they totally know what they're doing. And so that was something I had never heard of before, but it was working really well for them. Now, that's not for everybody. That's for people who have a little bit more money. So, Todd, what would you recommend for someone like our typical homeschool families? They're having a lot of expenses. They've got several children at home, and they might be kind of tight. But what I encourage them is you've got to start the concept of investing no matter how much money you have, because it's not a matter of money. It's a matter of mindset. You've got to start putting, you know, with your little kids, teach them to put a quarter in a jar every week, or something, just so they get the idea of paying yourself first, basically. What would you recommend for some of our families who are sort of on the strapped side?
By the way, I just want to compliment everybody who is homeschooling their children. We've chosen to partner with Ray because we feel this is a way to get the message out, not only to you to help you, but to help that next generation. Unfortunately, the traditional model of education is more of a vehicle for traditionally teaching people to do that, you know, go to school, go to college, get in debt, get a job, save for your 401k, and it's not the message that we believe in. So the fact that you're homeschooling your children and taking that next step is fantastic. But to answer your question, again, you can start out with as little as $100 a month to start saving that money. And, you know, once you get in that habit, again, if you can start at $100 a month and you're able to increase your income by 10% per year, that $100 a month is going to start to be $110 a month. Then it can be $120 a month. But it's that concept of getting started. And again, we go back to the smaller interest rate. You know, you're not going to be able to save $100 a month and earn 10%, but you can save $100 a month and earn 4-5%. And then, you know, once you have a little bit of money accumulated, you know, for as little as $10,000, we have some accounts where you can earn 7%. So you just have to keep building one step at a time. I mean, no matter who you want to look at, you know, wealth-wise, they all had to start somewhere. They none of them started off with $10 million just to get going. It was that first dollar that they started saving, and most of them remember that dollar more than they remember the last $10 million they made.
That's right. Well, I want to ask a bomb of a question here. So what do these families do who are somewhat strapped for cash, who might have a 401k or an IRA? Can you make a suggestion on that?
Well, when you're looking at a 401k, you may have company matching on some of that money. If you have company matching on that money, usually in most situations we'll say, let's go ahead and invest up to the point that the company will match, but not a penny more than that, because we need to get that money where it's liquid. And that's, unfortunately, the biggest problem with the 401k is it's just not liquid. You have to literally either borrow against it or you have to quit your job in order to be able to get it out. And that's just not a good product. And if we really look inside the 401k, the fees inside there, because our interest rate environment are so low, there's just not enough growth in there to justify putting it in there. Most folks stop putting money in their 401k. As far as IRAs go, a Roth IRA, there's some fantastic things that you can do with a Roth if you qualify to be able to put money in a Roth IRA. So we're not totally against the IRA concept. It's just that you have to make sure that you're meeting those liquid needs first before you start putting something in a long-term vehicle.
And of course, the situation is that things change. So if you feel like you're putting your money in and you don't need it, but then all of a sudden your husband gets sick or you lose your job or a million different things that can happen, and your financial situation changes, then you have to be prepared to not access that money because you don't have access to it, correct?
Absolutely. And, you know, my best recommendation is sit down and talk to a Prosperity Economics advisor. We handle all 50 states. We are held to what's known as a fiduciary responsibility. It's called a Series 65 license, which means that we are held to a standard of not doing what's good for you, but we literally have to do what is best for you, and you have a legal obligation to hold us to that. It's about the highest license that we have in our industry. So again, I would look for somebody to look at your particular situations, because, you know, it's not a cookie cutter thing. What you're doing and what your next door neighbor's doing, you know, both could be a little different. Just as your talents and gifts are different, your financial situation is different. And I would encourage you to let one of our advisors take a look at your situation and see if we can just make some recommendations.
Absolutely. And so if you'd like to talk with Todd, he's going to give you a free ebook. So when you access the ebook, make sure that you tell him Ray sent you. That's R-H-E-A. Make sure you tell him Ray sent you and that you're Ray's best friend, because we really want you to be able to change your life. And the only way that you're going to do it is to get correct education from people who understand the principles of God, basically. I totally believe that this is one of those God things that I have been ignorant of for so many years. I mean, I was in this industry years ago and did not understand it correctly, was taught a few things that were wrong, became very, very obstinate in a sense that I was right. And then I read a book that basically Todd's company put together, and I realized that there was another side of the coin that I hadn't seen before, that I didn't realize. And if I had implemented some of the principles that Todd teaches and his company teaches years ago, I would not be in the same financial situation that I am. Now, I'm not in a bad situation at all. I'm in a great situation right now, but I'd be in a much better situation if I had implemented these tactics years ago and this mindset. That's the main thing that I'm trying to help everyone understand, is it's the mindset of investing. In the Bible, it talks about investing, the parable of the talents. There were three guys, and two guys did well with the money that the master gave them, but the third guy stuck it under the mattress gave it back to the master, and the master said, "What on earth are you doing? Get out of here. You don't understand my ways of thinking at all." God is an investor. He is an entrepreneur that created the entire world, and he is an investor who wants us to invest and grow his assets, his resources. The whole concept about investing is not holding on to something so I can have it, not sticking it in the ground for later where it's just going to sit there and not be used for anything whatsoever. It's multiplying the stuff that you have, whatever your stuff is. And money is just a tool. It is not anything to be worshipped like some people think that, well, some people do actually, but it is a tool. And so if you can multiply a tool that God has given you, then that's a good thing, especially when you do it to be able to use the money for the increase for the good of other people. In the last couple of years, I've been traveling, and I went to Russia, and it was an amazing experience. And I was thinking to myself while I was there, everybody I know needs to come over here to Russia. Everybody I know needs to take a trip to a third world country and see how the rest of the world lives, because we rich Americans, and we really are rich. We're richer than most of the people that have ever lived on the planet for like the top, like not, we're in the top 2% of the whole, all the people that have lived forever in the stuff that we have, air conditioning and cars and, you know, million pairs of shoes and all the stuff that we have. Even if we think we're poor, we're still in that top 2%. But when you go to a third world country or just anywhere outside of the country, you realize nobody's as blessed as this country is. And so we are responsible to be able to take care of the resources that God has given us, but also to help others as well, but to grow those things and use them, not so that we can just hoard them, but so that we can use those and make an impact on this world, because that's what it's all about. It's not about collecting toys. It's about making an impact on the world in whatever way you're called to do and whatever arena that you operate in. And that's one of the things that we're going to talk about at the conference is the seven different ways, the seven different realms of life that are out there that we should be operating in. All you have to do is pick one, whichever one you're in. I'm in the world of education, but I'm also in the world of home business, not corporate business. That's a whole completely different thing, but home business. And so we have experts that are going to teach you from the realm of home business, if that's what you desire to work from, so that you can not only pay all of your bills and meet your bills, but be able to meet the needs of others around you. And so Todd is part of our team, our leadership team, who is going to be talking about investments. He has a lot of education, a lot of wisdom, a lot of knowledge about this. He's very nice. He's very funny. We had him speak at one of our other conferences, and I was absolutely blown away by how much he knows and how willing he is to share himself. So I can't wait to have him come and talk with us. So Todd, why don't you go ahead and give them the link to go get the free resource that you want to give them.
Super. The name of the book is Financial Planning Has Failed. It was written by the founder of our company, Kim Butler. It's a quick read, or there's an audio book on there that you can download. And you go to partners, plural, the number 4, not F-O-R, but the number 4, prosperity.com/ebook. It's the only way you'll find that book. It's not actually listed on the site. This is something that we give away to special people like you get it, are getting it because of our relationship with Array. So again, that's partners, the number 4, prosperity.com/ebook, and you'll be able to download that as our gift to you.
Great. Thank you so much, Todd. Thanks for joining us today, and thanks for giving that that awesome gift to our listeners, because I know that they're going to enjoy it and get as much out of it as I did. So if you want to come hear more from Todd about the concepts that we have not been taught right about, we'd love to have you come to our conference. If you want to learn more, you can go to educatingforsuccess.com/2016. That's 2016 HBC, which stands for Home Business Conference, educatingforsuccess.com/2016 HBC. We'd love to see you there. This year we're in Louisville, Kentucky. It's going to be an absolutely marvelous weekend, and you are never going to be the same again once you've been to our event. So thanks, Todd, for joining us today. It was marvelous having you on the show.
Awesome, Ray. Thanks so much.
Thank you for joining us. To learn more about what we do at Educating for Success, visit us at educatingforsuccess.com.